You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Immigration crackdowns continue to ramp up across the country and in California. Over the weekend, several people in Stockton were reportedly detained after being unexpectedly summoned to the ICE office, a move which sparked protests. And last week, the San Francisco Chronicle first reported that a major immigration surge was headed to the Bay Area, including the deployment of more than 100 federal agents to a Coast Guard base near Alameda. This comes after President Trump floated the idea of deploying the National Guard to San Francisco, as he did in Washington, D.C., Chicago, and Portland, as part of a crackdown on crime, something that California officials had said that they will sue over if it happens. But the next day, both Trump and city officials said the crackdown in San Francisco was off, and that later extended to the entire Bay Area. Today, we're going to talk about the reactions to this planned immigration enforcement and what led to its reversal for now. Joining us now is investigative reporter Matthias Gaffney from the San Francisco Chronicle. Welcome.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
So there's been a lot of back and forth in enforcement across the Bay Area over the span of a week, give or take. So let's start from the beginning, early last week. What sparked all of this?
Yeah, I mean, it was out there very publicly by the Trump administration. The president himself, his cabinet members, were saying that San Francisco was the next target for sending in immigration agents as well as National Guard. You'd seen it, you know, in California and LA before, and more recently Portland. And so Trump and his officials were saying, you know, what a hellhole San Francisco is and its desperate need. And so that got our antennas up at our newspaper. And about midweek is when I started hearing rumblings that something was in the process of actually happening. And as we've seen, you know, there's kind of a template where first come the immigration agents to do an enforcement action in a city, and then usually the National Guard follows. Perhaps there's protests with those immigration efforts, and that kind of gives an impetus to bring in the National Guard to stem the protests and to protect buildings, protect agents. So anyway, midweek last week, when we started hearing this, that's when we reported, when we had firm information about this immigration action coming the following day. We reported on it and gave the context that this could be the first step in the National Guard and troops being on San Francisco streets.
And eventually it was reverse. So explain that. Why was that reversed when this has happened in other large cities?
Yeah, it's interesting, right? I mean, it's happened at a number of other cities. From what we know is our mayor, who has a lot of tech connections, reached out to friends, some big CEOs, Mark Benioff, the CEO of NVIDIA. They rallied and called on Donald Trump, who they've known through various means, and told him, can you hold off? The city's, you know, making efforts and making strides in stemming the issues. And that led to a phone call between the mayor and Donald Trump, where, again, the mayor said, give us some time to fix this ourselves. We have good programs in place, and it's headed in the right direction. And then, you know, just hours after we learned that this immigration crackdown was going to happen, Donald Trump announced on social media that it's off, and that for now he is letting San Francisco give it a shot. And, you know, there's no promises that it wouldn't happen in the future, but for now he is listening to his friends on the West Coast and backing down.
Given the history of enforcement for this administration and this president, was that a surprise or unusual when you learned this?
I mean, he hadn't really done that in the past. So in that regard, yeah, it was a surprise. Usually when he kind of sets his sights on a city, you're just waiting until the action happens. What's not surprising is I think this president can act on a whim. This president takes his ear, can be easily had, especially by, you know, technology billionaires who I think, he considers himself a businessman himself. So perhaps that lends some credence to being taking advice from those types of people. And so, what we heard was that it was very much this operation was headed to San Francisco, and then all of a sudden it was just scrapped. And those at the lower levels, were just responding and trying to figure out what to do next when, a presidential post on social media changed everything.
Okay, so there's some definite weight behind these tech leaders in swaying President Trump. But regarding crime in San Francisco and the narrative surrounding crime, how has that changed in recent years? What does crime look like? What does the data show?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think there's anyone in the city on any side who would argue that there's not any problems in the city. That it's not unique to San Francisco. Homeless problem, drug problem, and crime problem. However, the statistics show that violent crime's dropping in San Francisco and in most cities across the country. I mean, I think that's where people are really alarmed in sending in troops into cities when you have, these low crime rates. I mean, there's over the history of this country, there was, a lot higher and a lot more dangerous times. And so that's, I think, what brings up the skepticism on the motive behind sending in the troops is, why now? Why stir up these falsehoods about just how terrible and war-torn these cities are?
How have city officials, like the mayor of San Francisco, how have they generally been responding to or handling the Trump administration so far?
Yeah, the current mayor, Daniel Lurie, is a little more, he doesn't delve as much into the politics and doesn't get into it with the president as some other California officials. The governor is obviously a great example. There's a lot of barbs sent towards Trump from the governor. Other mayors across the city as well, they've taken an aggressive stance against Trump and what he's been saying about their cities. Daniel Lurie's been a lot more measured and doesn't engage in that. To some people's, some people in the city would like him to take a, a harder stance, but he's taken a very measured stance, and perhaps that helped, in this instance, get it called off, immigration crackdown. Some would ask at what cost, where nothing's ever settled. This can always change, and it's only the whims of the president can often be changed, and then you're wondering where San Francisco will lie if that happens.
Right. I mean, Mayor Lurie had a conversation with the president, which right before this crackdown was reversed. What do you know about that conversation and what was agreed to?
Yeah, I mean, they said that he tried to make the case to the president that they're making strides and they're making a lot of efforts to stem the tide in San Francisco, and that the statistics bear out that they're doing a job that is lowering crime and the problems in San Francisco. And there's arguments whether or not Lurie's administration's the one that should be credited with that. There's probably a, this has not been something where crime spiked or dropped dramatically in the last few years. Generally speaking, it's been trending downward. So I think that was the big kind of takeaway, is Trump basically said, okay, well, we're giving him a reprieve for now because I've been told and that this is headed in the right direction and we want to give him a shot.
I mean, you mentioned that for some of those who have criticized this or are concerned about this conversation, at what cost, did this crackdown get reversed? Can you expand upon that a little bit? I mean, where are some of these criticisms coming from?
Yeah, I think there's people who want the mayor to be more aggressive in criticizing the president. I mean, if you take a step back, this is pretty unprecedented territory and sending troops into cities across the country. This in the past would be done only in very serious situations. So this is setting a dangerous precedent. Some would argue that this can be done in other cities. And so I think a number of people would argue that there's one thing to protect your own city and taking a measured stance, but the cost would be that this is A, maybe you're giving the impression that down the line there's some response that the president or the White House would like to see in return for this favor, if you will, of pulling back the troops. And so when some would argue that when you go and start playing that game and when you start appeasing the president in that way, that you open yourself up and you open other cities up to dangerous governmental interventions.
You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. And if you're just joining us, we're talking with Matthias Gaffney from the San Francisco Chronicle about the planned immigration crackdown in the Bay Area last week, which was then reversed on Thursday. So it's been a few days, a weekend since all of this unfolded. What's the temperature or mood right now in the Bay Area?
Yeah, it was, each city is kind of interesting in their reaction. And this was particularly kind of unique in that troop, I guess, immigration agents did arrive at this Coast Guard island, and there was protests, and there was some,
In Alameda County, correct?
in Alameda County, yeah, Coast Guard island, kind of in between the city of Alameda and the city of Oakland. So that was a flashpoint. There was some, the agents had to use flashbangs and pepper spray on some of the protesters, not allowing them to enter the base. And that culminated on late Thursday night, where an individual backed a U-Haul up to the checkpoint on the bridge to that Coast Guard island, and they opened fire. And the driver apparently, and as well as a bystander, was shot in that exchange. So that, I mean, it's a whole nother issue of whether that shooting was should have happened. And there's still, my colleagues are working on a lot of stories about that incident. Leading to your question of where does it stand? I think a lot of people are concerned that this still might happen. They did down, as it slowly kind of progressed with Trump's, because Trump initially said that there wouldn't be any immigration crackdown in San Francisco. And obviously, for those familiar with the Bay Area, this is, not just San Francisco, Oakland and other communities were on alert. And slowly it was learned through various officials that everything was off as far as this immigration crackdown in the Bay Area for the immediate future. That doesn't mean that the normal immigration efforts that we see across the communities wouldn't still happen, but the larger major crackdown was called off. But I think everyone's on edge. There was at one point we learned through immigration advocates that some of their clients were being asked to do their check-ins, come to the office. These are people who are like in the pipeline to try to get citizenship. And in the past, this has been an issue where they are kind of following the rules as far as the path to citizenship, but it's a catch-22 where they show up and then this administration is going to still potentially send them back to their countries. So that's been one thing. And just in general, I think immigration advocates in those communities have been on edge. They've set up, various ways to monitor activity of ICE and other agencies. They've taken efforts to kind of work in the community to protect each other. So I think people are still on edge and wondering, when the next shoe might drop.
Concerning Coast Guard Island, between Alameda and Oakland, why was that a focal point for the Trump administration?
I mean, I think just logistically, it's part of, Coast Guard's part of Department of Homeland Security, which is, ICE and Customs and Border Patrol fall under that agency. So it's a federal agency. It's a place that they could use to set up and kind of operate as a home base. And it's just a federal property that would be easy access to the areas that they had hoped to do this crackdown.
And there's still ongoing immigration enforcement. I mean, it just happened in Stockton over the weekend. Are there any lessons here that can be taken away for other communities in California?
Well, I think it's one thing with these actions, it rarely is a massive surprise. I think the administration is pretty upfront on, announcing here's our next target. They aren't, shy about doing that. I think strategically they like to make those announcements because there's an element here of wanting to have folks whose immigration is in flux to be scared and to want to perhaps voluntarily leave the country because they fear the feds are coming in to get them. So, the tea leaves are, you can look at Truth Social and see the tea leaves because it's very obvious oftentimes. Then it's just once, your community has been targeted, it's, what do you do? What are the options? And as you can see in San Francisco, it was very different than in other communities where the leadership took a more measured stance, and for this round of the battle, it looked like it got it called off and it was a win.
Well, Matthias, thank you so much for walking us through a lot that unfolded in just a few days last week.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Matthias Gaffney is an investigative reporter for the San Francisco Chronicle, and we've been talking about the responses to a planned immigration crackdown in the Bay Area last week, which the Trump administration then reversed. Still ahead, KVIE has expanded its local news coverage. We'll learn more about Abridged. You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. We're back in just a moment.